Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sanders walks in. Touchdown, Eagles. Second down and 5. Sanders gets it. Left side, big room, and a touchdown for Sanders. His second.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday, presented by BetMGM. Don't forget, we're going to be at the Super Bowl coming up next week. And if you're in the Phoenix area, if you're coming out, come see us broadcasting live at the BetMGM Sportsbook at State Farm Stadium, Monday, February 6th through Friday, February 10th. If you can't make it out, listen on the Odyssey app, watch at switch.tv/BetQL. Guests, betting kiosks, TVs, a 265-square-foot video wall. It's going to be a great time next week, right adjacent to the stadium where the game will be played. And when they play that game a couple weeks from now, we're going to have some touchdowns. I think a bunch. Maybe Joe doesn't think it's quite as many. Depends on where you feel on the over-under mm-hmm. in the game. But there will be touchdowns scored, and that's going to be a big part of the props, where the touchdowns are coming from. So we have ourselves the odds up already. I love this. I love that BetMGM and all these sports books are giving us the touchdown props already. So here we have three players at minus money over at BetMGM. Travis Kelce, minus 125 to score a touchdown. Jalen Hurts, minus 110. Miles Sanders, minus 110. Everybody else is plus money, from Pacheco to Brown to McKinnon. All right, how do we want to frame this conversation? Because I think the quarterbacks are interesting, specifically Jalen Hurts, right? He's scoring a rushing touchdown. I mean, he does that a lot. But the Eagles scoring rushing touchdowns is the bet. It's a matter of how you handicap who's going to do it. So I pull up the numbers last night. They have an enormous amount of rushing touchdowns. I think it's 40 when you combine the regular season now and the postseason. It's
wait,
crazy.
What was that?
I'll pull it up here, the exact number. Okay. So the Eagles this season, so they're okay, here's the numbers. They are the fourth team in NFL history to have four players with at least 5 touchdowns. So Hurts has 15, Sanders 13, Scott 5, Gainwell 5. So you add it together, they have rushed for 38 touchdowns in 19 games. They rush for 2 touchdowns a game on average. It's a matter of handicapping who do you think gets in. And who and where are the best numbers for the rushing touchdowns?
So I also want to bring something up on the Chiefs side, because typically when I think of the Chiefs, I don't think of a great defense. The Chiefs haven't allowed multiple passing touchdowns in the last 5 games, and that includes against Trevor Lawrence and Burrow. Only 1 touchdown per game in the last 5 games. You've got to go back to December 18th against Davis Mills. He scored 2 touchdowns on them. Other than that, I was shocked, guys. I mean, it's kind of interesting that they've been able to do that. So I think that is something also to keep in mind.
I agree. I mean, does that push us, Joe, to the running touchdowns for the Eagles? If they're not allowing passing touchdowns, we have a team that has 38 rushing touchdowns this year. And with this offensive line,
I would look.
Yeah, and just quickly, I feel like it fits in this conversation. We talked about Landon Dickerson earlier, hurt his elbow towards the end of the game. Mm-hmm. It's a hyperextended elbow. He's going to wear a brace. Seems like he's going to play in the Super Bowl. Like, it's not like a serious thing. So they'll have all their offensive linemen too.
Yeah, so, all right. If we're sticking with the Philly side, how do we – are we going with A.J. Brown? Here's where I would go. Yes, I believe that Devontae can have a big game. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to get into the end zone. Not sure. The price isn't bad. Where do you see Devontae at? I'm just kind of shopping around a little bit. I see a plus
150
out there.
Plus 150.
Okay. Plus 185 is pretty appealing for Devontae, but my first thought on Eagles touchdowns through the air was Dallas Goedert.
I like that one.
What do you think about it?
If they get one through the air.
Better price, plus 210. Plus 210, that's pretty good, I would think. You're getting better than 2-1 at Dallas Goedert, and you can attack via the tight end with this defense a little bit. Yeah, I don't mind that one at all.
If we go running backs or quarterback, rushing touchdown, where's the value? Is it Kenny Gainwell still?
Okay, I feel like Boston Scott's a trick. Like, yes, he has been scoring recently, and then three of those games were all against the Giants. And then last week it was not something that I think is very repeatable. That if there's like – if you're going trust with the Eagles' run game, and I'm throwing Hurts into that in that mix, he's fourth on the trust for the Eagles, right? When he got that touchdown, it was him out there getting the carries for one drive. Is that accurate? It felt like that.
Yeah.
It's six carries in the game. He got one drive. He ends up getting in the end zone. I don't want to fall for that one. I feel like we're pushing it a little too far if we're asking for another Boston Scott touchdown. Now, the idea of Gainwell, Sanders, Hurts, you could sell me on all of those ideas. But I'm also the under guy, so I don't see as many touchdowns being scored in this game as some others. I know you think it's going to be a higher scoring game. But as far as the prices on those, so Miles is plus 125. Okay, that's not bad. Jalen Hurts is minus money. And then the other one, Gainwell. The Gainwell number is up there. What's the best Gainwell number that you've seen?
I saw BetMGM has 2-1. What were you seeing? Anything better?
Yeah, I see a plus 290, which is obscene.
With the way he's running
3-1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. I've got one for you.
Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patrick Mahomes goes on a YOLO run and rushes for a touchdown. I mean, he's got to, if they're going to win this game as well, he's got to be the hero and work some magic. We saw him go on that run in the last game. I could see him, and we all know you can rush against the Eagles. I could see him going in for one. 6-1.
I was going to say, it's got to be a good number because he's hurt. This season, he did have 1, 2, 3, 4 rushing touchdowns. I mean, he'll do it. Right? We've seen
in December this in alone. Yeah, he did it against the Texans and the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. We already know where Joji's going. Just go say it. Go ahead.
Pacheco.
Right.
He'll score.
Yeah. What's his number?
Yeah, it's just plus 180. The best non-Kelsey Chief. Like, he's second among the Chiefs.
It's not bad. Well, what about McKinnon, Aaron? Getting in the end zone?
Yeah, I like that. Plus 170 is the best number you can find on him. That's my other favorite.
Mahomes. How have the Eagles been against tight ends?
They haven't faced many significant ones, but they don't give up many yards to men either. So, but they've kind of avoided the best tight ends in the league.
All right, there's one that I don't. This number is just so tempting.
What do you got?
I see Noah Gray at plus 850. Is that going too far down? During the regular season, he had five red zone targets. I know, but
I don't hate it. I'm just saying, actually think that's more of a case. And I mean, Kelsey didn't look like his back was hurting, but like, there's a non-zero chance they do the patented Andy Reid shovel pass inside the five to Noah Gray. Like, that's definitely within the realm of possibility. First touchdown, will probably sprinkle too.
Oh,
Blake
man.
Bell? How about Blake Titans, Bell? Though?
Yeah, like any of those guys. But like, the Chiefs suck against tight ends. Like Dallas
Goddard.
What about Goddard 2+?
Looked at that.
Ooh. I see. Let me check on that one.
I would guess 8-1, right range maybe.
So first touchdown for Goddard, I see 12-1. Ooh. It seems pretty good. Yeah.
I think the ones I don't know what their health is, but with Kadarius Toney and Juju and Mecole Hardman all suffering some injuries, that might be a stay away.
Is this
two
a
plus
game?
Touchdowns. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a game we look for long shots, or do we think the stars come to play? Like, couldn't you see a Super Bowl where Jalen Hurts scores, Travis Kelce scores, Dallas Goedert scores, Miles Sanders scores? Like, are we going to get the McKinnon? Are we going to get the bit players scoring touchdowns, or are we going to get the guys that have scored all year?
Blake
life?
Bell comes out of nowhere.
Right,
Sky Moore.
Jack
I don't
Stoll.
Think so, but
Jack Stoll.
So the Goddard 2+ is so would you rather bet Goddard first touchdown or 2+ touchdowns? Because they're almost the same number. 12-1 first touchdown, 13-1, 2+ touchdowns.
I guess first. I mean, 2 is a lot because they could, you know, when they're in the red zone, they run it. They run it a lot.
At the risk of being Mr. Recency Bias, MVS, another 3-1 guy. I see a plus 290.
So we think he has a big game against the Eagles' corners, though? Or is that way it was a one-off?
I just need one. I just need one. Yeah. I thought the number would be shorter after a big game like that.
Yeah, I would have guessed a little shorter, too.
Yeah. All right. Defense, special teams? Anything?
We used to love defensive touchdown.
We need a better number than this. I would rather bet Noah Gray at plus 850 than Eagles or Chiefs defense at 5 or 6-1.
The only way that happens to me is
80-1.
That feels like a strip sack, right? In a return. I don't think these quarterbacks are throwing pick sixes.
No touchdown. That would be awesome.
What's the number on that?
80, I see on BetMGM.
80.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that was real. That Super Bowl that we referenced yesterday, that Patriots-Rams game, like that was the talk. Like, oh, my God. And that year, I want to say it was like 500-1. Totals mid-50s. Because someone had a live ticket that they were sweating. And then finally, there was a touchdown. It was a late third, early fourth quarter, something like that.
Oh, wild. Man.
Yeah.
I think that was the only touchdown of the game, right?
Yeah, 13,
that three. Sounds like a just for funsies.
No touchdown. Yeah. Or like somebody sees the numbers wrong. Like it shouldn't be that high. But all right, of the ones we've talked about, Gainwell, I like at +290. MVS at +290. Goddard +210. So yeah, the likelihood that Kelsey, Hurts, Sanders are gonna score better, but you've got to lay a price there. I expect at least one of those to hit at those 3-1s.
And there also is a chance that, Joe, you mentioned it, that the Eagles receivers, which who have been mostly quiet in the first two playoff games, that they make the plays, that it's passing.
Yep.
Although Aaron brought up a good point, the Chiefs are not allowing as many passing touchdowns, and the Eagles run a million rushing touchdowns in. The Gainwell number is a good number. He's played really well. He's almost 3-1.
We talked about 2+ for Goddard. What about 2+ for Kelsey? Jeez, that number is horrendous.
It's only 3-1, 310.
I see 425. Three touchdowns, 17.
If he scores two or more, he'll probably – he could be an MVP, right?
MVP.
Right. So you should just bet an MVP at 11-1 instead of – I mean, BetMGM is +310 on two Kelsey touchdowns. That's all you're getting.
No. No. BetMGM MVP. Yeah. Is there any other ones? I don't think so. Nobody else really stands out to me. Is a Kelsey, the other Kelsey listed that Paul wants to bet? I don't see it. Jason?
Oh. No, I think you probably just have to do the fat man touchdown, which I think was 35-1.
We're still trying to figure out how that works, Joe G. How does Jason Kelsey get into the end zone? Does he do William Perry in the backfield? But you're removing your center. I don't know.
Which is telegraphing it, right? Like you're telegraphing he's getting the ball. Why would you take your best lineman off of the center?
Yeah, throw him in motion.
They have to be up big. They have to be up big.
Yeah.
There's no way they're doing that in a close game.
Can't really best run team in,
no, best running team in football. Let's remove our center from the offensive line.
Does in big games, have you noticed that Sirianni pulls out trick plays or no?
No, but he'll go for four downs. I mean, he'll be aggressive, but not really trick plays. Last year, they did throw a touchdown to Lane Johnson, though. They did tackle eligible, and he moved to the other tackle. And he scored – like they've done the fat guy touchdown.
I might bet it.
Fat guy touchdown?
Yes.
It's one of the best bets out there. Jason Scott, BetMGM, joins us next right here on the BetQL Network.